Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 to 17. 1 to 17. Let's read from verse 1. Now when the king lived in the house and the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounding enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent." And Nathan says to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, will you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more as formerly from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." In accordance with all these words and in accordance with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Amen. So yesterday, the past couple days, we've been looking at the Ark of the Lord and how the Ark of the Lord was carried in this tent. It was carried in these two poles, and it was supposed to be revered because the Ark of God was the manifestation of the presence of God. Now, in our passage today, in verses 1 to 17, the Lord makes a covenant with David, and he makes this promise to David that he will make his offspring a house, and he will make his offspring a kingdom that will last forever. I want to first kind of talk about what we see in the very beginning verses of our passage. We see that, you know, David, who is the king of Israel, lives in a house of cedar, but the Ark of God dwells in a tent. And back in the near ancient Eastern times, it was common for kings to create temples and houses for their gods. And yet the Lord of Israel, the God of Israel, is living in this tent. Now, David might be thinking, "I must build a house for the Lord. I must build a house for the God of my forefathers and the God of Israel and my God." But the Lord tells David, why would you build me a house? Would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Verses 5 to 7 are, you know, a rhetorical statement and question, saying, I don't need a house of cedar. I don't need a man-built house for my presence. nor do I really need a tent. The tent was a physical, visual manifestation of the presence of God, but God himself is not meant to be bound by a tent or a house or anything like that. And so what does the Lord promise to David? The Lord promises to David through the prophet Nathan that he will actually give him a house. He will give him and his offspring a house and establish a kingdom. And this is so counterintuitive, because once again, the king was supposed to build a house for their God, and yet our God builds a house for David. On one hand, we can interpret this passage in a more chronological interpretation, because he says that he is going to raise up for David an offspring after him. And we know that that offspring is Solomon. And it's through Solomon that we see the temple of God being built and the kingdom of Israel is being established. Now, if you know the history of Israel and the kingdom, you know that there is great despair and great anguish, a lot of violence, a lot of competition, sons killing their fathers, fathers killing their sons. And there is this constant eagerness to be king that creates discord in the family of God. But what I believe this prophecy is alluding to is not simply the kingdom, the immediate kingdom of Israel, but it's talking about an everlasting kingdom of God. The kingdom, not of Israel, but the kingdom of the Lord. And we know that when his son, Jesus Christ, is born, his very life inaugurates the kingdom of God. He preaches the kingdom of God in the temple of the Jews, and he proclaims that the kingdom is near. The kingdom is at hand. And Hebrews tells us that we have a kingdom that is unshakable, that cannot be broken. Praise be to God that we have this kingdom. Now, there are some people that will say that you only need to know the Old Testament. And there are some others who will say that you just need to know the New Testament. The Old Testament is irrelevant. But we need to know both the Old Testament and the New Testament, because the Old Testament will allude to the greater promises of God that occur in the New Testament. And the New Testament has a ton of Old Testament references. As we read this passage in 2 Samuel chapter 7, we read about this covenant that the Lord makes with David. A covenant that he will build a house and a kingdom through the line of David. And we see that this kingdom is not just the kingdom of Israel. It's not any other kingdom, as if any human kingdom can be so great. But the kingdom that the Lord is promising is his kingdom. It's a kingdom that is going to be established through Jesus Christ, who comes from the line of David. And so we can be sure that this kingdom is everlasting. His steadfast love will be with his son, Jesus, forever. And his throne will be established forever. Praise be to God for this kingdom. As we go about our day again today, let's ponder on the kingdom of God. Let's remember that we have received a kingdom that is unshakable. We have received the fulfillment of the promise that he has made to David, a covenantal promise. Despite our sinfulness, the Lord was faithful to bring about this covenant promise, to establish a kingdom through the line of David, through his son Jesus Christ. Let's continue to just reflect on how we can be a part of his kingdom, how we can live in the kingdom of God. God has given us this kingdom. How will we respond? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and we thank you, God, that the covenant that you made with David is not void today. We thank you that you have given us this everlasting kingdom that will not shake and will not break down. It will not be destroyed. We thank you, Lord, that your son Jesus Christ was born. And it's through the line of David that your covenantal promise was fulfilled. We pray, O Lord God, that you would reveal to us greater measures of the reality of this kingdom, that we might live in it, that we might abide in it, and that we might, Lord, be a part of advancing your kingdom in our workplaces, in our campuses, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in the city of Boston. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining, and I hope that we can continue to live in the kingdom of God and advance the kingdom of God wherever we are today. Have a great day.